It's day 62 of hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker. Hi. So, I had a bit of a mad experience last night. Jamelia Jamil. Have you ever heard of Jamelia Jamil? She's an amazing actress. She's British. She's been around for years and years. She's in that amazing comedy show, The Good Place. If you haven't seen that, it's absolutely hilarious. She posted on her Instagram yesterday that she'd done an interview with Sam Smith, the singer, all about like body confidence and mental health and well-being and all that kind of stuff. And on the picture, I'll tell you what she wrote. On the actual picture itself, she wrote, "I'm not ashamed." And there was a picture of her kind of running with the words, "I'm not ashamed" on it. And she posted, "We are not ashamed. Fat phobia is a really upsetting part of our society. And Sam Smith and I are fighting back with backing of our Iway community. Watch our interview online now." And there was another picture, if you scrolled right on the Instagram, there was a picture of Sam Smith, like, diving into some water, looking a little bit heavier than perhaps he does usually. And the same words, "I'm not ashamed," existed on the post. And it's obviously not the first time I've seen this sort of thing online, but it prompted me to post this. I'll just read it out, what I said. "This is good, all good, but genuine question. I'm overweight, and I do feel shame. I feel it every time I try on a triple XL shirt and it doesn't fit. Every time I awkwardly avoid getting in a hot tub at a party. Every time I walk anywhere, I tug at my clothes to make sure they aren't sticking to my body and revealing me. Every time I have to expose even the remotest part of my body, including taking my jacket off when I've just got a t-shirt on. I feel it all the time, every hour of every day that I'm in public, all the time. Although intellectually and logically I agree with you, massively respect what you're saying and what you're doing, I do feel the shame for myself, in myself, and super mega gorgeous, successful, wonderful people telling me not to doesn't help, you know? It doesn't help. I wish it did, and I know the intentions are right, and I know we need to be the change that we want to see. I know all that, but that does not stop me feeling self-conscious and feeling shame. It just doesn't. Want to help? Tell me what will solve this." Now, I posted this online, and then I actually watched the interview that she did with Sam Smith, and the interview itself is beautiful. You know, hearing Sam Smith open up about his body confidence issues is a wonderful thing, and more guys need to talk about it. It's one of the reasons I started doing this podcast in the first place, because there was no guys like me talking about it. And I just thought, you know, there needs to be. So hearing him talk so articulately and so eloquently, and Jamelia Jamil's such a brilliant interviewer as well, and she has so much to say on the topic too. You know, together, it was a really beautiful interview. But there was something about that original post, that the "I'm not ashamed" thing, that just, it just still gets to me. It still riles me up the wrong way. It just clashes with something in me. And the thing that it clashes with is that I do feel shame. And it's society that makes me feel that way. But it's also my own confidence and my own brain and my own interpretation of what someone who's healthy and well should look like. And I don't really know what the answer to that is, but what I've realized last night, and the reason I'm telling you this story, is that I was so overwhelmed by the amount of messages I had. I had emails, I had texts off people, I had tweets, I had direct messages. I had so many people reaching out to me, telling me how much they appreciated someone talking about it, you know? And I guess until last night, I mean, I've talked about it on the podcast before, but until last night, I don't think I really fully appreciated how much my weight is on my brain. Yes, I know I think about it all the time, but actually, when I stop and analyze it, it's there all the time. Like, in small decisions I make in the day, it's just there all the time. So I wrote this tweet. I'm going to read it out. Now, far be it from me to just read out stuff. It's not going to be a podcast of just me reading things out that you might have already seen on my Twitter. But I really meant this when I said it, and I thought it was worth putting it in podcast form. So here we go. This is what I tweeted. It's kind of a long one. It was a thread. Far be it for me to be verbose, eh? I've been genuinely overwhelmed tonight by messages I've received about body confidence / body shame. It's become clear to me that basically no blokes, aside from at Sam Smith, are talking about it. And that makes me so sad, but it also has inspired me to talk more about it. As I say, it's an issue that I personally face all day, every day. And if I stop and actually analyse it, like I just said, it's so much more all-consuming than I allow myself to believe. Here's a really small but clear example of what I mean. So this was obviously posted yesterday, but I said, at lunch today, the chair I sat on didn't have a back to it. So if you're looking at me from behind, you could see my back and sides. You know what I mean? It's one of those chairs where, you know how those sometimes you have chairs when they don't have backs? And whenever I sit in a chair, when I think about it now, whenever I sit in a chair that has a back, you know, like an enclosed back, so you can't see my back, you know, if you were standing behind me, I always feel more secure. I always feel more confident. I always feel less on edge, you know? And it's because people can't see me. They can't see my fat. And this chair that I sat on yesterday had no back. It made me so self-conscious that I actually grabbed a cushion from a different chair and put it behind me. Not for comfort, but just so that no one could see in this basically empty restaurant my back. That tiny example of me consciously going out of my way to hide my body is one of, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, it's one of hundreds of conscious and subconscious defense mechanisms that I do every single day to hide myself from the world. This is my tweet that I'm reading out at the moment. I won't take my 2-year-old daughter swimming because I'm too embarrassed to get in the pool with a load of strangers. Can't tell you how shit that makes me feel, like a complete dad fail, you know, but breaking away from the tweet for a second, but it does. You know, I go to swimming lessons, my wife gets in with her, and no one's looking at each other, and I know that. No one else cares about what anybody else looks like and what anybody else is wearing. Like, intuitively, instinctively, I know that. But it's just that kind of debilitating fear of, like, getting my clothes off. I went on a family holiday with Mel's parents, my wife's parents, and her sister and her sister's husband and all the kids. We all went away. And the place we stayed in had a pool. The house had a pool. It took me like 3 or 4 days to pluck up the courage to get in the pool. And obviously I wanted to get in the pool. Like, everyone was splashing around, having a good time, drinking, having a laugh. And I wanted to be involved, but I was too debilitated by this fear of how I look and what people will think of me. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm getting at. I do feel this shame. And posting pictures saying I'm not ashamed, that doesn't help, you know? Anyway, I continue this tweet. I'll wear a jacket when I'm out and I'll be sweating my fucking balls off. Sorry, Mum. But I can't take it off because it's hiding my fat. I hate wearing suits because you have to tuck your shirt in and I'm so self-conscious of my belly poking out. And this is such an important one for me. When I sit on public transport, I'll sit with every muscle tensed up to try and make myself as small as possible width-wise. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I'll actually, like almost, I can't even describe what I mean. Like, pinch my shoulder blades together, like, pinch my elbows into my sides to try and make myself as small as possible. And I do this so much, because I get on trains every day, that I've got repetitive strain problems in my shoulders and my arms from doing it, which basically just causes me grief all the time. I mean, Jesus, I said in my tweet, I could go on and on and on and on. It's never ending. I don't even like walking through the office or studio unless I'm super comfortable in what I'm wearing. This is all true, but like, that point, it sounds so crazy when I say it, but that's literally true. Like, I'll be sat at my desk and I'll go, oh, I need to go to the kitchen and get some water. But if I'm wearing like a t-shirt that's a bit too tight or like a shirt that I'm not that comfortable in, I'll actively not go. Because I'll feel so self-conscious about walking through the office. And I know that's stupid. All the people I work with, I know. Like, they're not going to say, oh, look at Alex, a fatty. No one's going to say that. But the fear that someone even might think it subconsciously is enough to sort of paralyze me and tether me to my desk. Unless I'm wearing stuff that I feel comfortable in. And I go on, literally the only solace I have from it is when I'm either alone or with my family. That's it. And even then, I'm thinking about how to lose weight or feeling guilty because I've eaten something bad and then wanting to eat more to make myself feel better, which it does for a second until it feels 10 times worse again. This is why I started doing this #365podcast, I said in my tweet, to try and readdress my thoughts about it all and to try and get to more of a healthy place, body and mind. But I don't really think that I've allowed myself to fully go there with it until, well, like now. And damn, it feels really good to get it off my chest. And you know what? It did. And like I say, so many people tweeted me and texted me, so many guys saying things like, oh man, this thread means the world to me. And people reaching out to me on DMs and saying, I've never spoken to anyone about my weight before, but hearing you talk about it has made me realize that I need to start vocalizing it and being kind of more true with myself about it all. And it's so weird to think that I've been sitting on this for so long. And I know, like, I've discussed it on this podcast, like I say, but it's such a fundamental part of my life and, like, what makes Alex Baker up. You know, like, humour is a defence mechanism. Even, like, my style, like, well, lack of style, I suppose, but even, like, the clothes I wear, like, I wear oversized shirts and stuff like that. And actually, I think oversized shirts and stuff, look, I think skinny jeans, because I've actually got quite thin legs, but skinny jeans with like an oversized shirt, I think that look, to me, I might be completely wrong, because I'm not claiming to be a fashionista. To me, I think that looks quite cool. But I'd be lying if I say that it stemmed from a fashion decision. It stemmed from hiding my body. That's why I do it. I've got this bomber jacket. I always wear bomber jackets. I've got loads of them, probably about 6 or 7 bomber jackets. And people always say, oh, your bomber jackets are so nice. I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Good, this one. But the reason I'm wearing a bomber jacket is because if I don't wear a jacket, I've just got a t-shirt on or something, I feel really self-conscious. So again, I'm making the best of a situation by buying a bomber jacket that's nice, but I'd still rather not be sweating my balls off. I'd still rather be, you know? And it's the same when I go to the beach. You know, we go to the beach and people are like running around in their swimming costumes and stuff. I'll sit there in my black skinny jeans, black t-shirt, sunglasses, just, you know, people will probably think, oh, look at him, he thinks he's too cool for school. Oh yeah, who's this Wally? But the reason I'm doing it is because I'm petrified of taking my clothes off. It's not a fashion statement. So yeah, I don't know, it feels really good to actually vocalize all that. And I think I want to talk about this so much more, because people, I think I've always been super open. I've always like worn my heart on my sleeve, and I guess being like a radio presenter and TV presenter and stuff like that, for the past however many years, I get on the microphone and talk to the public. Like, I'm not afraid of saying things. So I guess because of that, it's easy for me to forget that there's so many people out there that are afraid. And also so many people that don't really like to analyse. Well, it's not that they don't like to, they just don't think to analyse how they feel about things and like properly process their thoughts and emotions. But again, I've always been quite an emotional sort of thinking, feeling kind of guy. So I've never struggled with that. So if what I'm getting at is if I can use my openness and my sort of lack of care in that sense about what people think. I don't care. I don't mind talking about this stuff. It's, for me, it's like the visual that's the problem. I don't like people looking at me. Which is actually one of the reasons I don't do more TV, to be honest. Debilitating. Do you know, whenever I do TV shows, oh my God, for like a week before shooting, I won't eat anything. I don't mean not eat anything, but I mean it'll be like properly fasting all the time. Because of that fear that I'm going to have 6-7 cameras on me, all staring at me. I remember doing this shoot once for Clarins. You know Clarins, as in like the moisturisers and stuff? I did like a shoot with them once for this thing they were doing. And I turned up in my classic outfit, you know, of like t-shirt with either a shirt over it or a jacket. And at one point during the shoot, they were like, oh, can you take your jacket off? And it was like, it was actually like hell. I was like, oh, I don't know, do I have to? And they're like, oh, yeah, it'd be really good, because blah, 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 and it gave me this reason. And I was like, oh, okay. So I like took my jacket off, and I basically felt humiliated. You know, I felt like naked and ashamed because I just don't like the way my body looks. And jackets and stuff like that hide it. So it is properly debilitating. It also helps that radio is the best medium in the world. Audio is just the best, isn't it? It's just better. You can create pictures in people's minds with audio. TV, it does all the work is done for you. Nowhere near as engaging. anyway, so I think there's so much here to talk about. And honestly, this is probably one of the longest episodes I've done in ages. I could go on and on about this for the rest of every episode in hashtag 365 because there's so much to say. Hopefully some of it's resonated with you. And I look forward to talking about this with you again. Maybe tomorrow. Oh no, tomorrow's a weigh-in. Christ.